we present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Tell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
And welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, which again comes from the Medical School of the Middlesex Hospital, where I have with me individuals whose happy task it is to tickle your fancy. But enough of our audience. Meet the team, who are Denise Coffey and Barry Clough on my left. Kimball Taylor and Willie Rushton on my right. And we go straight into the first game, which is called Initials. I'm going to read each team some abbreviations, and they must tell me what they think each stands for. And we start with you now, Willie Rushton. M-R-I-P-N and H. There's a little and in there. Or an ampersand.
Ampersand, isn't it? Yes.
M-R-I-P-N and H.
Middlesex revel in physical nonsense and herpes.
Or
that's it.
Alternatively, member of the Royal Institute of Public Health and Hygiene.
So you fair enough.
Pretty well. You need coffee. Here are the simple initials. T-O-E-T. T-O-E-T.
O-E-T. Take off everybody's trousers.
Funnily enough.
What a manifesto.
Yes.
I think when you hear the answer to this, this is going to be worth a round of applause from the audience, because it is, in fact, a test of elementary training.
It could actually be telephone ohm ET.
Jim, it's your turn now.
Lovely.
CGLI. CGLI.
Charlie George laughs incessantly. As you Derby fans. Cary Grant looks incredible. Can get lousy initials.
It's also City and Guilds of London Institute, but we won't dwell on them. Barry Cryer, SAS. S-A-S.
Pretty obscure. Suppositories always slip.
Not with any very pistol.
up and away.
Well, I won't insult you by telling you what SAS stands for.
No. Insult. They're about the publicity anyway.
It's the Special Air Service, Tim.
Thank you, Hump.
All right, Tim. You can have 10 marks for that.
Thank you.
Yellow Pages is our next game, or rather this is the point in the programme where I flick through the Yellow Pages and ask our teams to stop me and choose a trade. And then at the end of the programme, I'll be asking the teams for appropriate names for members of that trade. And in order to make it easier for them, we're going to stage a ball so that they can announce the entry trade. They're still bogged down in the last series. Anyway, I'm going to flick through now, and Barry and Denise, you can stop me.
Stop.
Right, well, we have here Garage Services. We'll have Garage Services, all right? All right.
All right, Vicar.
All right.
Now we're going to play Call My Bluff, a game familiar to all those of you who've seen the television program of the same name. The teams are going to give me four different definitions of a word, and I have to guess which one is correct. And they'll then tell me if it's true or a bluff. All right, teams? Here's the word now. The word is Robinson. Robinson. Right, well, I think we'll start with you, Tim Brooke Taylor.
In fact, pronounced Ribena-san. It's a German city blackcurrant drink. Used to be a favourite drink of the Moorish people. The tribe is now extinct. Possibly due to the fact that, in some people's opinion, Ribena-san can be slightly poisonous.
Okay, Barry?
Well, the pronunciation is not that at all. The pronunciation is raw bunsen, which is naked flame used by Louis Pasteur, 1822 to 95, which meant he always missed the arches. And he did experiments with milk and used to ask his wife to bathe in milk, and she used to shout, "You want it past my chest?" And he used to shout, "No, past your eyes." And he invented with his friend macaroni the basis of most Italian food. And people used to shout at him in the streets of Paris, "Him Pasteur," or say Louis Pasteur, you see. And he always used a naked flame in his laboratory, which was known as a raw Bunsen. Raw Bunsen, a naked flame, not Robinson at all. Louis Pasteur, always missed the arches. Larry Crowe, news at 10, Middlesex Hospital.
Okay. Rather like a lemming.
Willie Rushton.
It was funny that Barry should mention where he wasn't really, but it's the way he told him. It was quite amusing when he said arches, because in fact it's Robin's On, and it dates back to the days when Sherwood Forest used to echo at a prize of 180. it also echoed the shriller and rather unladylike cries of Maid Marian. Robin's On! Or it darts or intercourse in the Nottingham area with someone wearing thick and green and a silly hat with a feather in it.
Right. And your definition, please, Denise.
it's a verb, to Robinson. It's to speak self-deprecatingly, but critically, in a whimsically, self-opinionated style or manner. And the verb comes from three parts, rub in sun, which is to speak condescendingly as to a child. That's what. To Robinson.
Right. Now, I've got to choose which one is the true one from those. The German fizzy drink. Louis Pasteur's old naked flame. I think Barry was a little bit overeager with that one. I'm torn between Denise and Tim McTaylor.
Well,
make a wish.
Wish I was dead. Now, I'm going to plump for Tim Brookelli, your German fizzy drink. Will you show us now whether it's true or a bluff? It's a bluff.
Oh,
it's a bluff.
No.
Bluff. So now, will the one who had the true answer open your card, please? It's amazing. I would never have thought.
Who would have thought?
We go on to a new game now. It's called The Greatest Feat. And this game is very simple. Team members will now attempt to sign their name with their feet. Please remove your footwear now, team.
Tim Brooke Taylor should be allowed to start slightly earlier because it's a very, very long name. And he has very short feet. And he could skid away.
I can inspect
the
signatures at
there
the end
go,
of it.
There's some leaving already. That's only one foot.
Well, wouldn't you if he took his shoes off?
Will he start now, team?
Yeah.
Come on, block
cabin.
Right,
very good.
Right, please. Everybody finished? Will you show me your signatures? Please. We're going to have to do a rather complicated handicapping system now. Willie Rushton gets no marks for cheating. And there is a signature here which has been written. I think everybody in the audience will agree that that's fairly impressive. That was written by Tim Brooke Taylor. The fact that it reads Izzy Berkovich doesn't deter me from giving him the greatest number of marks. Tim Brooke Taylor. We have a round now called Sound Charades. Using only the immense versatility of their voices, each team will in turn give us a charade of a play, film, book, or whatever, and the other team will then have to guess what it is or why they bothered to do it. And
Holly.
It's going to be Denise and Barry who are going to do the charade, first of all. And here's the mystery voice to tell you at home.
Body heat. Body heat.
Bit of a mystery, that.
Is it a film, a book, a play, or what?
A film.
How many words?
One.
Are you doing one?
No.
What my colleague means...
I'll give you the same opinion. Two.
Mr. Gandy, it's an honor to meet you, sir.
Well, it's very, very pleasant to meet you.
It's wonderful the way you're walking around there. You're just dressed in a loincloth. I mean, it's fantastic. How do you cope with your bodily functions? And,
well, it's customary for me. It's basically a matter of my metabolism. Oh, my teeth have fallen out. Oh. That's the end of that.
Bodily functions. Casablanca. India.
Son of Gandhi. No. Return of Gandhi.
Gandhi 2. No, it isn't.
Are we close?
No.
Well, I wouldn't presume to know. What you and Willie do outside is nothing.
I'm not even close, and I've got the answer here.
Has India got anything to do with it?
In an oblique sort of way. In a very misleading sort of way, I should follow it up.
Only if you're there.
Could you tell us just quickly the name of the film?
Bowlani Junction, perhaps.
I think you could have got some applause from the audience at the very, very beginning when you said bodily heat.
They never said that.
I know, but we're going to, if I don't say it, we're going to go on forever.
Bodily heat, just said.
Bodily heat.
Bodily heat.
Well, that's not right, though.
Heat and dust.
No, no.
No, that's the problem.
I've told them the answer and they still haven't got it.
Bodily.
Octane, you guys four.
Bodily heat.
They haven't got the answer. Will you tell them?
Bodily heat.
Gunga Din.
Body heat.
Oh.
So, give it to them.
Body heat was the answer, and they're still looking
at you. The Rains of Randy Paul.
Yes, correct.
What a hit that film was.
You can try a long
with a couple of
body
heat.
Order, order. Tim and Willie.
I've never heard of it.
No,
it's not.
Oh, it's marvelous film.
There's nothing in the rules to say you should have heard of it. Now, Tim and Willie, will you do a charade? Willie, will you shut up? Tim and Willie are going to do a charade now. Here it is on our computer for the studio audience, and
here the computer
squeaking. The mystery voice will tell you at home.
The Trail of the Pink Panther. The Trail of the Pink Panther.
Tim and Willie, will you tell them whether it's a film or a play or what?
It's a film.
Mm-hmm. How many words?
Six. Ah, Professor, I think I've spotted a spore.
Well, don't apologize to me, old fellow.
No. Looks rather like raspberry ice cream.
Most peculiar.
I think it is raspberry ice cream because it's pink.
Right. Barry and Denise, start guessing.
It's a murder mystery. The Trial of the Pink Panther.
Absolutely amazing. We have around our teams called New Versions. In this round, each team will improvise an extract from a well-known work, but present it in a new and different style. Tim and Willie are going to do this one first. And Tim and Willie, will you do Hamlet in the style of the Beatles?
Scene one, the ramparts of Elsinore Castle. It's been a hard day's night, and I just met my father's ghost, who said to me,
listen, do you want to know a secret? They poured poison in my ear.
This affected Hamlet's mind. He wandered around Elsinore saying, I am the walrus. I am the Eggman.
You are a bit potty, said Polonius. Went Polonius. Oh, said Hamlet in a fit of pique. I've just stabbed Polonius behind the George Harrison.
Scene three, the ramparts again. Hamlet is soliloquizing, but in private and upsetting nobody. To be or not to be, oh, let it be.
Enter left, Ophelia.
Ophelia, Ophelia, Ophelia. Whoa, get me to a nunnery a while.
Here comes the nun.
Everyone's coming up Rosencrantz and Guildenstern. That's interesting.
Happy Danes are here again.
Out of the pot.
All right, C8. The graveyard. What are you doing down that hole? I'm Eleanor Rigby, digging the grave by the church where the funerals occur. I'm doing one for her.
Elsinore Rigby would have been even better. Elsinore Rigby.
Elsinore Rigby.
That would have been the funny one.
Yes.
Alas, poor Yorick.
Not him, sir. poor Yorick, sir, he's the late court jester, sir.
Suffice to say, I shall sing to him. I want to hold your skull.
Oh, no, sir, here comes the funeral cortege, sir.
Oh, feel, Marfield. Who's it, Mort? And quickly you congeal, oh, feel, Marfield.
A hit, it's a very palpable hit.
So, Hamlet shot up the charts, the success was too much for him.
And the rest is silent.
Thank you.
Very good. Tim and Willie get marks for that. Barry and Denise now. Will you do Oklahoma in the style of Barbara Woodhouse?
Chicks and ducks and geese never scurry. When I take the train down to Surrey, every dog around starts to worry, and his ears go flop.
My cardigan's woolly, and my skirt is plaid. My teeth are genuine yellow. Though I've been married for 30-odd years, you may think I look like a pharaoh.
Everything has to stop when I say sister. Everything has to stop when I say cluster.
I'm just a girl who must say no. When your legs start to conk, I'll guarantee you'll win the show. I'm a canine Dr. Spock.
Oh, the farmer and the cowhand must behave.
I'll blow up your nose and into your ear and down, boy, down.
Since we're at the Middlesex Medical School, we're going to play a medical version of Mornington Crescent. And this is a game that's very popular with doctors. It's set within the human body. And the winner is the first to reach the pancreas, or St. Pancreas, without traversing the major arteries. And the teams have all studied Grey's Anatomy, but I may ask our audience for their judgment on some of the finer medical points. Straight Mornington Crescent rules apply. Yeah.
We can't use any of the elliptical moves at all. That would help enormously. In
not in the male body.
Personally, I wasn't thinking of the male body at this moment. That's my...
Well, right. Willie has a point.
That's...
Right, we'll start with you, Barry Cryer.
Appendix. Bowls.
Hasn't the appendix been removed?
No.
No.
Denise.
I shall go straight to Lupus Henley.
Oh. Groans from the audience. Is that... I don't know anything about it. Is that permissible? Yes. Yes. Somebody said yes.
But several people said no.
That was a second opinion.
A few people said, ouch.
The one who said yes is a consultant. And they're Tim. Luford what?
Prostate.
Prostate.
Luford prostate? Oh, sorry. Spleen.
Fallopian tube.
Mornington Crescent. Oh, sorry.
Bundle of hiss.
Is that rhyming slang?
I don't. Does that exist, a bundle of hits?
Well, again, we have to ask our expert audience. Yes?
We won't know until we're dead.
Right, well.
Well, in that case, thank you. If it exists, I'd have thought so.
I'm going to consult the audience once again. Is it permissible to move direct from the bundle of hits to the pancreas? Hands up, no. Hands up, yes. Tim wins. Yes. Tim wins the round.
Yes.
Thank you. Let's hurry along now to the next game, which is called Pick Up Song. In this round, one team starts singing a song and then stops on a word in the lyric, and the opposing team must then take up that word but sing a different song starting with that word. Very simple. And we'll start now with Tim Brooke Taylor.
I'm just a girl who can't say no.
Body knows the trouble I've seen.
The next time I saw Paris.
You really want to leave Denise with Paris?
I don't know how it goes on after that. Her leaves. Her leaves, if you like. Or her dress for spring, if you like, spring.
Spring? Spring is passing all over the.
V, that's a tricky one.
How about the next time I saw Paris? Yeah.
The next time I saw Paris.
To repeat. In the springtime, I love Paris in.
In love with you, my heart and I. We.
We'll meet again. I don't know where, I don't know when.
When the red, red robin goes bob, bob, bobbin.
Bobbin.
Been a long, long time. From May to December, and the days grow short.
Short is just like the water the old mother made.
What is mother made?
It's probably Irish.
Maybe it's because I'm a Londoner.
How did that come from Maid?
Off the mountain.
Maybe it's because I'm a Londoner.
Yes, it's a very
with a speech impediment.
In that case, come jumba, yeah. And
we can't follow that.
No.
And we wouldn't want her if we could. So now we come to the point where I ask the teams for their appropriate entries in the yellow pages, and your trade is garage services. Garage services.
You can have the Irish woman, Emma O.T.
From Ireland, will you welcome the Arup family? Beg your pardon. Well, granted. The Arup family, that's Filler Up and Jacker Up. Here comes the proprietor, the insurance claim. I'm afraid actually he's a bit late because his piston broke.
With his fiancée, Miss Yvonne Purstuck. Entered here just under her initial Y Purstuck.
There's Mark your car and park your car. And then there's the Your Oil. All the way from Prague, that well known Check Your Oil.
Thank you. There's the Jewish garage owner, Maurice Miner. With... takes a bit off the end of your exhaust. With his friend... with his friend, Aaron Waterfree. And Manny Fold.
He happens to be drinking milk, or brake fluid, as we used to call it at school.
At this point, ladies and gentlemen...
Swedish garage advertisement here. Sven, did you buy this? But enough of his Saab stories.
No. Why don't you consult Mickey Nickel Digger, and his wife Minnie Metro, a specialist in car tuning?
I thought Minnie Metro was a twat who worked the Paris Underground.
At which point, ladies and gentlemen, I hurriedly say, join us again next week. Until then, goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Denise Coffey, Tim Brooke Taylor, and Willie Rushton were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The program was produced by Paul Mayhew Archer. Thank you.